New Mexico real estate headlines. NM Property Records search tool streamlines due diligence for local pros. PropertyChecker.com now offers a centralized platform to search New Mexico property records, including owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in NM can accelerate transactions and reduce risk by accessing comprehensive property data through a single search interface. Add https://newmexico.propertychecker.com/ to your due diligence workflow for faster title and ownership verification. New Mexico real estate headlines. Santa Fe Building Division streamlines permit process for new construction. The City of Santa Fe's Building Permit Division reviews and issues permits for new construction within city limits. Real estate professionals need to know the permitting authority for transactions and development projects in the Santa Fe market. Review permit requirements at https://santafem.gov/use/building-permits before listing or marketing new construction. New Mexico real estate headlines. NM State Assessed Property Bureau opens a safe portal for tax year 2026. The State Assessed e-file portal is now open for tax year 2026, with state-assessed property tax returns due electronically by the last day of February. Real estate professionals advising commercial or industrial property clients in NM should note these state-level filing requirements and deadlines. Visit the State Assessed Property Bureau page for details on electronic filing requirements. New Mexico real estate headlines. Sandoval County launches online property records and e-tax bill portal. Sandoval County now offers online access to assessor property record searches, treasurer property tax searches, and electronic tax bill signup. NM real estate professionals can quickly verify property assessments, check tax statuses, and help clients enroll in paperless billing for faster transactions. Access the portal at http://sandovalcountynm.gov/sandoval-search/search-property-records. New Mexico real estate updates. NM Real Estate Commission, your licensing and enforcement resource. The NM Real Estate Commission licenses brokers, enforces real estate laws, and promotes professional standards to protect the public. Understanding the Commission's role helps NM real estate professionals stay compliant and maintain their licenses in good standing. Review licensing requirements and stay current on regulations at the Commission's official page. New Mexico real estate updates. Roosevelt County Assessor Office, NM Real Estate Resource. The Roosevelt County Assessor's Office is located at 109 W 1st Street, Lobby Box 2, Portals NM88130, and can be reached at XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX valuations, and transaction due diligence for real estate professionals across New Mexico. Contact the Roosevelt County Assessor at https://roosevelt.com/assessor/for-property-records and assessment inquiries. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.